Plate 5 of Johann Bernhard Basedow's elementary book is entitled
Children's Pleasures
and is divided into four individual pictures. In all four pictures, children of
both sexes
are shown playfully,
enjoying themselves in many different ways.
We discover
soldier games, skittle bowlers, girls and boys dancing, swinging on a rope, different games with dolls,
and
the grandfather watching on
as he observes the children playing. Let's look at the picture on the top left. Basedow writes in the accompanying elementary book.
Look there, in the middle, at the drum or tambour player.
And
look behind him at the grenadier with a musket or rifle, with the pointed cap and the girded up jacket. All three are marching, have a sabre at their side and their hair bound up in a bun.
And further,
look at the archer aiming at the young raven. When he lets go of the bowstring, the pointed arrow flies with speed and strength.
Children's games as an imitation of the world of adults. Seen in this light, Basedow's well-meaning descriptions are only logical. War was part and parcel of life in the 18th century. It was seen as a natural condition of the world. Furthermore, a military career promised fame and fortune for boys from a good background when they turned into young men. This picture is compared with an illustration from the children's book Everything Will Be Alright by Kirsten Boye and Jan Birk. The book was published in Germany by the Klett Children's Book Publishers almost 250 years after Basedow's elementary book first appeared and throws a completely different light on war. It gives a very powerful impression of a family fleeing to Europe from the civil war in Syria. A street in Homs, Syria. Balconies, windows, doors and awning. Children in the streets, suddenly torn from their play. Eyes wide open with fear. They are running away from some terrible thing. A boy holds his hands over his ears. Another child falls to the ground. In the upper left corner of the picture, we see the dark outlines of warplanes against the pale sky. Kirsten Boye writes,
incessantly the planes come with their bombs, incessantly, and the men fight in the streets, incessantly, with tanks and guns. Afterwards, some of the men can no longer stand. War has destroyed everything, and Rahaf and Hassan are filled with fear. In Syria, there's war.
This war is not part of the children's game. This war is not an occasion for fame and fortune. Hear this, shown as something that not only disrupts the children's games, but destroys their very existence. The authors use the example of the war in Syria to try, in a very cautious way, to show the horrors of war. And this certainly includes the question, why war? 21 years after Basedow's elementary book was published, the philosopher Immanuel Kant expressed his thoughts in the essay Perpetual Peace about whether peace between states was at all possible, and if so, how it could be achieved. He did not question whether war was a natural condition, but he drafted 6 preliminary articles that first had to be fulfilled and would then yield a world in which wars were no longer possible. What do you think? What needs to happen to avoid wars in the future?